Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. According to Zach Ford at Think Progress, on the campaign trail, Mitt Romney likes to regularly quote the lyrics of that great American song, America the Beautiful, suggesting that it refers to political and especially so-called economic freedom. But does he realize that the hymn was written by a progressive, feminist, lesbian who composed it to critique our country's excessive greed and growing economic inequality? Probably not. Songwriter Catherine Lee Bates wrote her original lyrics in 1894. They were written as follows. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, till selfish gain no longer stain the banner of the free. She later rewrote that stanza, toning down the rhetoric, but maintaining that wealth was not what made America great. Quote, America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. According to Lynn Shear, Bates, quote, wanted to purify America's great wealth to channel what she had originally called, quote, selfish gain into more noble causes, unquote. Bates' revulsion at the inequality and corruption she saw around her was shared by many others who became the core of the progressive movements in the early 1900s. The progressives, of course, would be diametrically opposed to Mitt Romney's regressive ideas on so-called economic freedom, which translate into little to no taxation on the wealthiest corporations and billionaires, while the poor suffer a crushing debt burden. Not exactly Bates' vision, nor, actually, what the song is about. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.